Welcome to the Service Industry Podcast. I've spent the last decade as a CEO, operator, and business builder selling tens of millions of dollars in products and services. I, just like many of you, started with nothing. My mission for this podcast is to help you become the greatest version of yourself, help you grow and scale your business, and create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Matt Smith. Enjoy the episode. What's going on, guys? Matt here from the Service Industry Podcast. Hope you're doing well. Today is an interesting one for me. Well, you'll see, I guess. We're talking about why you should be in more of a hurry than you are to get the things done in life that you want to achieve. And today I'm speaking a little bit from experience here. I'm speaking about some things that have just happened. And to be honest, it's just the cold, hard truth. And it's not easy things to talk about, but it's things that must be talked about and that very few are talking about. And I believe I would be doing you guys a disservice by not speaking on this topic today. So before we dive in, I launched my business plan a couple weeks ago. A decent amount of you guys went and picked it up. It's less than 10 bucks. It's $9.99. And it has been modified over the years, but it is a very, very detailed business plan that will not only help you start a business, but will help you get your existing business on track. This is something you should be looking at, honestly, every quarter of the year. And if you don't have a business plan, go do yourself a service and spend the $9.99 on it. I put the link in the show notes. And it will automatically email it to you and you can go through it. And by the way, as you're going through it, there's probably some questions on there that maybe you don't fully understand because it is pretty high level. Email me and I'm happy to help you. Okay. Like, I'm selling it for less than $10. I'm not, and I'm willing to give you my time. I just want to help you guys. So click the link in the show notes and go purchase that today. I don't think you'll regret it at all. So a couple things have happened recently. And you know, I was on a coaching call the other day and I was speaking to a younger guy. He was in his late 20s. And basically, long story short, he had made a comment that said, you know, even if this doesn't work, I still have a lot of time. And I said, who told you that? And he's like, well, I'm in my late 20s. I'm like, yeah, I know how old you are, but who told you that you still will have a lot of time? He's like, didn't know what I was trying to get at. And I said, you know, it's ignorant for us, because I do this too, but it's ignorant for us just because we're younger to assume that we have a bunch of time left in life. Because the reality is we don't know. Like, I don't know how much you guys have listened to the podcast, but last September, I passed out driving my truck down the highway doing 70 miles an hour, and I crashed and totaled my vehicle. And by the grace of God, I didn't die. The ambulance driver, the cop, they all were like, zero chance the way your vehicle crashed, like almost a zero chance that that would happen that way. And obviously I know why, right? But it can happen that fast. I'm 34 years old. I was 33 at the time. Boom, poof, could have been gone off the planet. And so why is it that we assume so often that we just have all this time? And not only do we assume we have all this time, but we live our lives in a way where we live our lives in a way like we do for sure have all this time, right? We procrastinate, we put things off, we talk about our future dreams, but we do nothing about it today. Why? It's because for some reason, we think that we're going to be here 5, 10, 20, 30 years from now. But nobody's promised that. Nobody. And this isn't an episode to like be a downer. It's an episode to hopefully get you motivated to get moving, because the reality is every day that goes by is one day closer to our life being over. Okay. Like the reality is, regardless if you're a believer in Jesus or anything else, like one thing we can all agree on is that nobody lives forever. And the other thing we can all agree on is nobody lives the exact same age. Just this week, I hopped on Facebook one morning. I woke up and I'm scrolling for a minute, and I saw a girl I had graduated passed away the night before. And she had ovarian cancer. Her name was Hannah. I didn't know Hannah that well, but we went to the same high school, and I graduated with a class of like 200 people. So we all knew each other by name. And I knew her in school, and I knew she was going through this tough season over the last few years of going through ovarian cancer. And unfortunately, she didn't win the battle. And I can probably guarantee you at some point in her life when she was younger, the last thing she ever expected was to pass away at the age of 33 or 34 years old, right? Because none of us do. Like, we all assume we're going to live into our 70s, 80s, 90s, and if we hit the lottery, maybe make it to 100. But the reality is like, for some of us, that's just not what's in our cards. And so, you know, I've always been a very creative person, okay? Naturally, like, I'm a very creative individual when it comes to, like, I've always been heavily influenced by music. I play multiple instruments. I was in a band, and that was like a creative outlet for me back in the day when I was in high school. We played shows at some of like the biggest venues in Michigan. Like our band was actually really, really good. And then when it came time, like in the 11th grade, I wanted to go to college for music out in California. It was my dream to move to California to do that. I had it like all set up. I made the strangest connection with an employer of mine who had a connection to a music school out there. And then, you know, obviously I didn't go that route, but then I became, you know, I love doing videos, and this podcast is a creative outlet for me. And I've made well over 1,000 videos over the last 10 years now. And like, so I say that to say I'm a creative person in the aspect of I may be more sensitive to this topic than others. But for me, if I am not living a life within my purpose, I lack creativity. And when I lack creativity, I burn out. And we all know what happens when you burn out. You're unhappy. And so for me, like one of the core things that are most important to me is that I'm feeling fulfilled, that I'm happy. Okay. Money is a byproduct when you are living inside of your purpose and doing something you love. Money will come automatically because when you're doing something you love, you will do a great job at it. Like, I am passionate about marketing. I'm really, really good at it. It's not me tooting my own horn. It's just one of my really great strengths. And that is why I'm able to help people in business do that. It's also why it brings me so much fulfillment and why I love doing it, right? Like, my one-on-one coaching is under $1,000 a month, okay? For somebody, and this is not me being cocky, but for somebody who has built the businesses I've built, most people out there with that credential are charging $5,000 a month, $10,000 a month. But I do it because I love what I do and I love helping people, and it brings me happiness and fulfillment, okay? Some of you guys, I say all that to say this, some of you guys are living your life in a state of being not content with where you're at, but choosing to live that way anyway with the mindset that you'll be able to live the life you want to live later on if you just suffer through whatever it is you're doing right now. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that you can just do things that you love all day, every day. There is plenty of days and times throughout every day of mine where I have to do things I don't want to do. However, it is extremely important that there are portions of my day that bring me true fulfillment and keep me aligned with my purpose in life and in business. And I used to think the same way. I would say, you know what? I will do this, you know, I will run this specific business for as long as I have to, for 10 or 20 years, because then I'll live the next 30 or 40 with a payoff. But what I've realized as the older I get, that the next 30 or 40 is not guaranteed to us. And the last thing I want to do is have something traumatic happen to me earlier than I anticipate and me be dealt a deck of cards that I was not prepared for. And then at that point, no longer have the time to live the life I want to live. Okay. I think so many of us oftentimes associate living a specific life with having a certain amount of success tied to it, or a certain amount of happiness, allowing only a certain amount of happiness being tied to a certain amount of success, or saying, I'll be happy when I get to this amount, or I'll be fulfilled when the business gets to this point. I'm here to tell you that will never happen. Like, if you're postponing happiness right now because you're grinding and suffering through going through the motions of a business that you're not excited about, or you're not passionate about, or you don't care about. I don't want to say this because I don't want to give people an excuse to quit what they're doing, because I don't necessarily think you should quit. But for some of you, you should. And in fact, I've had now multiple coaching clients that I've worked with that I have actually taken on when they were business owners, and they either sold or exited or quit their businesses by the end because they became much more clear about what it was that their purpose was in life. Some of you may think it's your business that is keeping you unfulfilled or not fulfilling your creative inner being or whatever, but really what it is the way you're running the business. You know, you don't have to have a sexy business in order to be fulfilled. You can own a roofing company and be as fulfilled as fill in the blank, whatever you're super passionate about, right? Like, I learned this with my e-commerce business, arguably probably one of the best brands I'll ever build, Brave American. I can tell you today that the brand itself or the style of business does not dictate the happiness level you have. Okay? That is not the answer. And so if you're in a business right now, and let's say you clean windows or you put on roofs or you install fences or you sell real estate or whatever the case is, dude, you can be 1,000% inside of your purpose that God has given you, fully fulfilled. Some of you guys just need to make some tweaks. And I'm making this podcast because I want you to make the tweaks now rather than thinking you have all this time to make them later. And maybe you do. Maybe you will be the one that lives to be 100. I'm not saying that. You're going to be gone in 5 years. God, I hope not, right? But the truth is, you could. And so I have purposely started living my life in a way just really over the last couple of years where I don't assume anything anymore. And if I am not living my life in a way that brings me happiness now, something's wrong and I'm adjusting, right? I go through seasons of burnout still. But the difference is when I'm feeling that way now, I don't ask myself, oh, you're in the wrong business, or it's because your business itself doesn't bring you, you know, fulfillment. I just say, I'm out of alignment with my purpose somehow. Let's figure that out and readjust. And that might take a day. It might take 3 months. Shoot, it's taken me a year before to get back in alignment. The important part is that we don't wait. And so this is a short episode today, but I think we all need to be in much more of a hurry to live the life that we dream of, okay, than we are. And you're like, well, Matt, I'm broke. I just started my business. How am I ever going to live the life I dream of? You guys know, and I talk about this a lot. Some of you guys know I went through a divorce back in 2019, 2020. But me and my daughter's mom are on very good terms. And we still to this day talk about the early days of building the business. And literally, I would buy like microwaves or washing machines. Like those were, for whatever reason, like my little niche at garage sales in between jobs. And I would bring them home, clean them up at night, put them on Craigslist, and I would flip them. And I'd make $100 or $150. And I'm like, boom, paid the utility bill, baby. Right? Like we were struggling. We had no money, like almost none. But looking back, we both agree that those were some of the most fun and fulfilling times of my life. And so this idea that we have to have a bunch of money to be happy or fulfilled is just a crock of crap that we've taken on from the world and from social media and from influencers. I'm not here saying you shouldn't want a bunch of money. You should, because life does get easier. There's a lot of stressors that go away, but it doesn't mean you can't enjoy it when you're at the bottom. It doesn't mean that you have to wait until you have a bunch of money to be happy. I made that mistake. You've got to figure out how to be happy today, because the reality is you're not guaranteed that you're ever going to make a bunch of money, and you're not guaranteed tomorrow. And God forbid you were to get a life sentence and you had a short period of time left on this earth. I want to make sure that you go, maybe I didn't reach my end goal, but man, I had fun along the way. Maybe I didn't build the biggest business in the history of whatever niche I'm in, but man, the journey was fun. Man, grinding that out was fun. You need to appreciate the small moments in life, because we don't know how many more we have. And I know that's hard to hear. I know this isn't the most fun podcast in the world, but if anything, it should actually get you excited, because I'm giving you permission to live life on your terms today. I'm giving you permission to live life and be happy today. You do not have to wait. In fact, I don't want you to wait until you hit this whatever goal you have in place, because when the goal is met, you will just move the needle to the next and wait to be happy until that goal is met. And what happens is too many people at the end of their life moved the needle time and time again and never truly lived their life the way they were made to. But you can. And you can start today. So man, let's do this together. Let's just love the journey wherever we're at. We're all in different places. Let's love and enjoy the journey as we are on it today, because tomorrow is not promised. The Bible is very clear about that. We do not know how many days we have left on this planet. And I'm going to end with this. My business partner's mom has always said this, and it always stuck with me. She said, I want you to think about life as if we're all standing in line. And at the end of the line is heaven or hell. And every day, the line gets shorter and you get closer to the end of it. And we're all standing in this line, but the only kicker is none of us know where in the line we are. Some of us may be in the very back, and we've got 40, 50 years to go, right? We're in the back of the line, man. We got nothing to worry about if we knew that. We got all the time in the world. But some of us, regardless of our age, are really close to the front. And so let me ask you this. Let me end with this. If you knew where you were at in line, would you live your life a different way? I love you guys. I'll see you on the next episode. Thank you for listening to this episode of the podcast. As always, if you need any help marketing your business or want to work with me directly doing one-on-one coaching, visit serviceindustrycoach.com. We'll see you on the next episode.